Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let me clear up the rumor mill right now. From the text line, my Dana and Parks friend says that Scott got engaged while he was in Cancun.
No.
If so, congratulations, Scott. Let me assure you of one thing. And I promise you this.
Ain't nobody put no more rings on anything.
that's exactly right. Ain't no more rings being
bought. You know the song, if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. We're going to make up a new song that you and I cannot ever put any rings on anything ever again.
No more rings going on anything.
We're just not going to do it.
No.
We all have our strengths in life.
And
putting rings on it, not one of them.
That's a weakness. That's a weakness. I went to Cancun, had a wonderful time, took a lady friend.
Yeah.
We are not engaged, never will get engaged.
I would have killed you myself.
She knows that.
If you had come back, Sam and I would have taken you out back, and we would have had a very stern discussion.
Would there have been a baseball bat?
There might have been. I don't know.
We would have gone straight to the pickleball court and just dropped soft ones in front of the net and watched you try to go for them.
Soft ones in front of the net. Just blow the knees out.
One at a time.
One at a time. We had a wonderful time in Cancun. It is beautiful. Somebody says, hey, Scott, I haven't been in Cancun for a while. Is it still the same? Yes, it is. I go to Cancun every year. It is beautiful.
By the way, that view from your room that you posted a picture of every single day.
Well, you've been to the GR Solaris.
Mm-hmm.
You know how beautiful that
place is. I was there for my 40th birthday.
10 years ago.
That is correct, Scott.
I had to rub that one in. Didn't you? Really highlight that one. It was a decade ago.
Was that really?
I feel better now. I feel better now than I did when I was 40.
Did you really go to the GR Solaris for your 40th?
Yep, 40th birthday.
Mm-hmm. That was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. And we've gotten old together.
Well, do you want to tell everybody the trouble you guys got into at the GR?
We didn't get into a ton of trouble.
When you stole the pot?
I think someone...
And took it to your room?
Was not me, number one.
Was that Allison?
Number two, I did take a funny photo with the aerobics instructor, the water aerobics instructor.
Mm-hmm.
That got me in trouble because he was this, you know, 28-year-old
They're
Latin.
Fit.
Oh, they are very fit.
You could literally do your laundry on their app.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But we had a very good time. It was 10 years ago.
Was it 10 years
ago? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
God. Isn't that crazy? Update from Go Red for Women today. I am so excited to announce this because you know Nikki from Down the Hall at Punch and Nikki Show is super involved for, I think, the last 13 years or something because she lost her grandmother to heart issues. We all went to the Go Red for Women event today. They just raised more than $1 million in Kansas City to support women's heart health.
That's great.
And I'm telling you, Scott, that room, I will go to this event every single year. It was every leader, every business owner, woman, all wearing red, but of all ages and walks of life, but powerful women in this enormous ballroom.
Nikki Vivas was there.
All there for heart health.
Roxanne was.
Oh, our general manager went. Friends of mine that are business owners all over Kansas City were there. Like, ran into 100 people I know. I was like, oh my gosh. The women really turn out for this, and it was so much fun, and congratulations.
Please tell me that some men showed up.
No. Well, Kevin Holmes was there. My friend Kevin from 41 was there. He was
the MC.
The MC.
Kind of awkward.
That was it. Yeah, Chris actually said to me, can I go?
A dude was the MC for a women's event.
Chris goes, can I go? And I go, it would be super awkward if you went, because there are no men there.
And then Kevin Holmes was there.
Yeah, he and...
Why are there no men there?
Because it's Go Red for Women Day, Sam. Every day is Man's Day. This is a Woman's Day.
That's not true. That's not true, and you know
it's sort of true.
I would go red for women.
I know you would. In fact, I think Chris is wearing a red tie today. I said, you should wear a red tie. No, you know I'm kidding. It was super cool, and they acknowledged women who have gone above and beyond to get the word out that we need screenings. We need, you know, to be better with our diet. We need to, like, support each other, all those things.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself, yeah.
Amen to that. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. A male columnist has apologized for a cringeworthy moment during former University of Iowa superstar. I know you talked about this earlier this week. Sam, do you have the audio on this?
The first row on the right there for Greg.
Oh, God.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. That you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Oh, God.
It's bad. I said that day he would be fired before the day's end. The next day, he was not. He wrote a column apologizing to her and for being part of the problem.
And he should. It was inappropriate.
Even the sports guys were debating this today. Was that a fireable offense? Was it so bad that it was fireable? And they said they did not think so.
I don't think it's fireable. It's definitely cringeworthy.
A 55-year-old credentialed member of the media.
I don't think it's fireable, but I think it's definitely a lesson in how not to sound so creepy.
I mean, he sounds... Play it again, Sam.
I don't. Ugh, stop playing it. It drives me crazy.
Play it again.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
He makes the heart.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Oh.
He has friends in the media. Long time. You know, he was like the AP Sports Writer of the Year once or twice. Like, he's not some schlep.
Talent. He's got talent.
Okay? And so, friends that know him and have worked with him even went out on social media and said, oh my gosh, what?
Make it at me and we'll get along fine.
What are you doing?
What does that even mean?
He also asked the head coach of the Indiana Fever, you've just been handed the keys to that, referring to Clark as that. What are you going to do with it? And that has ruffled some feathers too.
Why?
That one I think is less aggressive because you can make that same exact comment about, say, Steph Curry.
What bothered me the most about his column apology was how much time he spent talking about himself. And I know that he's probably trying to reflect and do better, but it seemed very...
self-serving?
Yeah. I mean, he said, I went through all of the stages here in the last 24 hours. Denial, grief, anger, where I was angry, where I was like, I would have said the same thing to a guy.
I like that you're here.
No, you wouldn't have.
Oh, of course he wouldn't have.
He would have never given the heart symbol to a guy from the Indianapolis Pacers. Or the Indiana Pacers. Sorry. He would have never done that. And said, hey, you know, Reggie Miller, give this to me. And we're going to be friends for a long time.
All right, but wait. Former ESPN host Sage Steele posted on Twitter that he has been unprofessional for years, and not only does he get away with it, he gets rewarded. Just do your job, she writes, and stop trying to be funny. This, quote, man is another example of why no one trusts the media anymore. She writes, do better.
And he does say that in his apology that that's kind of his staple. He asks an off-the-cuff question, although that wasn't really a question, to loosen up the athletes when he first meets them. Again, well, I think this is a great lesson in how to sound less creepy.
Yeah.
I like that you're here.
Did you see, by the way, that she is reportedly signing a deal with Nike? Adidas was in the running.
Eight figures.
Yeah. Adidas was in the running and one, maybe Under Armour. I'm trying to remember. Nike ended up reportedly being the one that she's going to go with. Was it $8 million?
No, it's more than that. They said eight figures, not seven.
Is it $80 million, Sam? It's so much money, I don't even remember. We mentioned it.
Her deal with whichever, Sam, if you'll
look it up.
It's
definitely Nike.
Whichever company it is, it is.
It is Nike.
It literally dwarfs.
It's so much money,
salary.
I don't even know what eight figures
it
means.
It does not say a number. It just says an eight-figure
Eight
deal.
Figure, which means 10 million or more.
Correct. That would be six zeros plus
good,
two.
Good for her.
I've got to find it.
Her.
I'm telling you, someone leaked it. And if it's not eight, is it crazy to think it was 80? No,
I mean,
here it is. Here it is.
I think that would be
here
crazy.
It is.
20 million
this is,
plus.
Yeah, from Bleacher Report, they're just saying it's more than 20 million.
Good for her.
Yep.
She's earned it.
Now that she's here.
I like that you're here.
Can you hear my breath when
okay,
I say
can we just
here?
Promise me we will never play that clip again? Because I had to put up with it when it broke. Then we had to play it again. Okay. Then we had to play it again during the apology.
Wait, say it again, now Sam.
Scott's back. Like, let's listen to it again.
Oh, I've made this a bumper.
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
That's great. That's great.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.